Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We got the Axtell Boys basketball coach Jason Tynan here for a few minutes, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. Number two ranked team in the states. Latest KBCA ranks coming out this week. Axtell, six consecutive wins since the lone loss in that holiday tournament to Auburn, and getting the TVL tournament out in the right direction with the victory over Lynn on Monday night. Coach, let's go right back to that. 55-33 against Lynn. On to the semifinals in the TVL tournament over in Frankfort. We'll talk about moving forward here in a moment, but obviously a big win against Lynn and a good way to start the tournament this week.
Yeah, we did a really good job coming out and setting the tone right off the bat. I think we jumped out 7-0, maybe even 9-0. You know, it's kind of a workman-like game. We didn't have school that day, so I'm going to cap it off to that we were kind of out of system. But, you know, we played really well. We executed. We turned them over a little bit, and I thought going into halftime, we had an 18-point lead, and we were in control of the game. You know, in the second half, we came out a little sluggish for the most part. We didn't execute as well. I think we had 10 turnovers in the second half, and we looked rusty a little bit, and I don't know if that was, like I said, because we didn't have school that day, but we just weren't hitting on all cylinders. But overall, it was, you know, a lot of good things. Brandon Smelsley had, you know, 16 points. Colin Shaughnessy came off the bench and added 12. And, you know, one of the great things that we have is that we do have a lot of depth. I was just looking at the stats the other day. We have four guys averaging double figures, which is kind of unheard of in high school basketball. And, you know, Eli, they kind of tried to take Eli away and guarded him on the three-point line, and other guys stepped up and filled in, and we're still able to score and add to our lead throughout the game.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, four players averaging double figures. That's really an incredible stat, and that obviously means you're playing some good basketball, and obviously a lot of guys getting involved in a deep bench has certainly been, you know, helpful for your team this year. I'm just curious, a lot of these kids who played on the football team and obviously part of the massive run that they have had over the last 3 or 4 years, do you consider any of your players who played football better basketball players maybe than better football players?
You know, that's a tough question. I think they're great athletes, but, you know, I think Colin's maybe a little bit better basketball player than he is football player, but I think they all do a good job in both sports, and they put the time into both sports, and they even put the time into track, and so they're kind of a unique group in the fact that they just like to compete. Practices are always fun. I'm sure they're fun in football and track as well. Like, they're just, they get after it, and there's not a dull moment. And there's a lot of times during basketball practice we kind of have to chill them out a little bit because they get so competitive and they get so fired up, and you're just afraid somebody's going to get hurt or something's going to get out of control. But they're a unique group, and they're a fun group to coach, and I'm proud that I get the opportunity to work with them every single day.
Yeah, shout out Colin. I wasn't sure. I kind of put you on the spot there. So you threw him out there, but obviously nothing but high praise, and just thought that was kind of a cool question there. Let's go to the semifinals TVL tournament. Loaded Final Four teams, and you know, you look at the four teams that are left, Hanover, Clifton, Clyde. That'll be the first semifinal Friday night, and then you guys will play the second game in that primary gym against Centralia. The Panthers obviously playing some really good basketball right now. Six consecutive wins for them after they started 0-3. They're getting their feet under them a little bit. What's kind of the expectations in the game plan? How's that looking for a very tough matchup with Centralia in the semifinals?
They are very big. Just watching them play Frankfort the other night, you definitely have to keep them off the glass. They do a really good job of going and getting the ball. The one thing that impressed me the most about them is that, you know, a lot of guys can get rebounds right underneath the rim when they come to them, but the Timmel kid and the Heideman kid, they go get the basketball outside of their area. They track it down. Even the Haverkamp kid, and you know, I know Alderford didn't have a great game or shooting game the other night, but you know, he's a lethal shooter, and so they kind of can attack you in multiple areas, and they're very methodical and disciplined in their area, and they're going to work. They know who they are, and they're going to get the ball into the post, and they're going to attack through that and then play off that. And so it's a matchup, and I think we got the height to match up with that. I don't know. This will challenge our physicality in the post, I think. And so we're going to have to be very strong in there and hopefully keep them off the glass a little bit, because if you keep them to one shot and done, that's going to be key to being successful at the end of the night and getting to the championship game.
There it is, Axtell Boys basketball coach Jason Tynan joining us. Always appreciate the few minutes. The Eagles taking on Centralia Friday night, TVL tournament semifinals. We'll have it for you on 92.1 KMZA. Hanover Clifton Clyde, the other semifinal there on Friday night. Championship game scheduled for 5:30 on Saturday in Frankfurt. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.